This is Rachel C. Swanson, and you're listening to the Refine and Restore podcast. This is the podcast where I help strip away the lies that are holding you back and restore your heart and mind back to what is true. From faith, relationships, purposeful living, personal and spiritual growth insights, this podcast is designed to provide inspiration and encouragement to help you grow into the person that you are meant to be. Hey friends, it's episode 3, and I am here to hopefully inspire you in this episode to become bolder and braver about sharing your testimony of what God has done and is doing in your life. If you're one who has been walking with God and has a testimony of faith, I want to encourage you in this episode of why it's so important to share what God's been doing in your life. You know, I've always been a bit fearful about sharing my own testimony because of what other people might think of me or what they may have to say, and also just wary about how much do I really share. Which is something I want you to also consider praying about when it comes to your own testimony and how much to share and when to share it. You know, some testimonies are very sensitive, while others of you may not think yours is anything really all that special. But for those that are afraid to share because of perhaps the sensitivity of it, yes, I do want to caution you with how to share it and maybe how much to share, but please know that you can and should share your testimony with others, or at least parts of it, even if you have to omit certain parts or hide some of the details so it doesn't become maybe overwhelming for others to hear. But you want others to know about the power of God in your life and how faith has brought you to where you are today. But on the flip side, I want to encourage those of you who don't think that maybe your testimony of faith is anything all that special to really, you know, share with others. I want to tell you that is a lie, and we need to overcome that lie today. So we want to refine away the lies of, I can't share this because it's too hard, it's too dark, it's too deep, or I really have nothing special to share when it comes to my testimony. And the truth is, we need to tell others about how God has worked in our lives, how he's working now, and it doesn't have to be specifically your conversion story, but it can be anything else that God has done in your life that leaves you saying, wow, only Jesus could have orchestrated that. Let's not hide those friends. Let's not hide those stories. Let's not hide the power of God because we are too afraid of looking weird or silly, right? And let me pave the way personally today by inviting you into my own personal testimony, which will hopefully encourage you to bravely share yours with others as well. I believe there is so much power behind sharing our testimonies. I've always been a little wary about sharing it quite as vocally online because there are certain things about my testimony that I don't want to segregate with certain family or friendships. And so I'm always a little wary about sharing it. But recently, I've been feeling more and more inclined by God to share this story because it is my story, and be really open about what God's done in my life and how this has really truly changed my life is understanding the truth about God and his character and having that relationship with him. And so if there's some way I can help you see through my testimony the tangible realness of God, I hope that I can do that. And also maybe see that there is some truth to this whole God business and this whole faith business, and that, you know, faith really is real and God really is real. And I want to invite you into that process. So first off, I want to let you know that I did not grow up understanding the Christian faith like I do now. I would say I was not a Christian at that time. I was born and raised in a different religion. It's called Mormonism. I want to be very sensitive to this right now because I believe I'll have some listeners on here from different faith or different backgrounds, maybe even some Mormons on here. And I want to be really sensitive to the fact that I am not in any way bashing or going to point out anything much about the Mormon faith in this episode. It's more so just about the fact that it's just a fact that I used to be Mormon. It's not something I practice anymore. It's not a faith that I believe in anymore, and is something I want to kind of share with you as well of like how I was able to actually discover the truth about God in my own life and the truth about the Bible and the truth about having a personal relationship with Him. So growing up, I was Mormon. I used to go to church. My family is all pretty hardcore Mormon, I would say right now still. They are amazing. I love, love, love my family. They have always been super supportive of me. I've been so blessed to have such a strong family unit. So many of them, like even right now, my mom just helping me out with the kids, she's just been so near and dear to me to helping me move forward in life. With that, I want to share that when I got to high school, that's when some things just started to change. I started having a hard time in general, just with all the rules. And honestly, if I was even a Christian probably at that time, I probably would have still had like pushed away from the church or pushed away from God altogether. And so that's basically what I did, is I kind of ran away from God for a while, or faith altogether, because number one, I just didn't feel like I understood it. But the other thing is I felt like God was more of this high and mighty being that was always disappointed in me. I felt like I could never measure up, and I could never measure up to His standard. And I didn't sense a lot of grace from Him, from God, based on what I knew about Him, based on what I was taught. And so I ran away from Him altogether and found myself in a whole nother world of hurt and pain, a very worldly lifestyle that was just very damaging to me in many ways. And so when I entered into college my freshman year, I was living the life, let me just tell you. I joined a sorority, I was the party girl, and had a lot of just not very good relationships. And so that whole first year was quite the whirlwind, and I don't even know how I survived. Even my grades suffered during that time. And honestly, that's when it started becoming a wake-up call to me, was realizing that I'd always gotten pretty good grades. And when my grades started to suffer, and I realized just how kind of out of control of the life I was living, and really it got to this place where I felt so hollow and empty inside. And I just thought, there's got to be more to life than this. I had been filling it with all the things the world tells you will fill you, and it just wasn't doing it anymore. And so I thought, there's got to be more than to life than this. So that summer, I happened to be home and working in like a little, you know, one of those little booths at a marina. The cars would pass by with boats attached to them going down to the marina, and it was a really boring job, but enabled me to sit down and really dig deep and discover the truth about God and religion and faith altogether. And I really was in a place where I felt very open to anything. I just wanted to know the truth. So I started researching, and I started researching all different religious backgrounds, and finally came to a place where I was mainly focused on the Christian realm and Mormonism, and continued to read the Bible. And I think this was probably the first time I really read the Bible. You know, I'd read pieces and portions of it, but I really started to read through it for myself, because so much of my life I was taught what I should believe. And instead, I started to finally read for my own eyes what the word of God actually said. And that started to pull at me in a way I never thought would happen. Questions began to come forth. There were certain things in the Bible that I'd read that seemed really counterintuitive to what I was taught. it seemed counter or opposing from what I always had believed in. And I'd see these constant passages of scripture that would still back that idea up, that this new idea of God and how he related to us and what he was all about and who this Jesus figure was. I thought, wow, I guess I must not really have ever understood or known the Bible. As I continued to dig deeper and push through all the material and research Mormonism, I started to find things that I just couldn't deny when it came to understanding the truth about God. And when I came to that moment, I realized that I had to make a decision. I went to a Christian retreat in fall of 2002. That is when I went and heard a pastor, I believe for the first time, talk about Jesus and talk about God in a biblical way that was just all starting to make sense. As I sat and thought about this and wanted to really follow God, I really got to a place where I was like, I want this. There's something about this I know I must have and I need to have. But I was so scared to make that decision. And I was still really scared about, what if I'm making the wrong decision? Because I came to a place where I felt like I knew I had to seek God. And I really knew that the truth of the Bible and having a personal relationship with God was the ultimate key to filling my empty heart and soul. And I knew it wasn't the Mormon faith. I came back home and prayed for 2 hours. It was over 2 hours. I remember just praying and crying and just vacillating back and forth and wondering, what am I going to do? And how do I know that this is really the truth? And I asked and begged God, please, 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 I need something tangible so that I can hold on to make it really clear that you're in this. Because at that time, I felt like I was on the fence of faith. I had to make a decision and there was going to be no going back. And it was either I was going to go back into Mormonism or I was going to pursue this new Christian faith. And deep down, I think I knew the truth, but I was really scared to believe it because, number one, me choosing a different faith from the faith that I was raised in, I knew was going to be a big wedge in my family. And the other thing was I was living a completely different lifestyle with friends that probably wouldn't understand my new change of lifestyle. Sure enough, that is definitely something I will talk about later, probably in another episode, because I'm not sure I can get to that part. But I sat down, I was praying, and I'm going to tell you something that is probably going to be hard to believe. And yet this is my testimony, and this is what I experienced, and this is what I felt, and this is what I saw. This is the truth. And I believe in a supernatural God. I believe God can speak to us in many different ways. And I've never had this type of experience ever in my life, and probably maybe never will again. But I believe that God did this for me because I needed something tangible to hold on to that I could go back to and always remember when I felt shaky with my faith, or I felt lost, or I felt uncertain of whether or not I made the right decision, I would know I actually did. I remember asking God, Lord, when I finally got to this place where I'm like, okay, Lord, I need you to be clear. And I said, Lord, God, is the Mormon faith the true faith? Is this the faith that I'm meant to pursue? Is this where you're at? And I felt the room go cold. I felt scared. There felt like this big oppressive force on my chest. Again, everything felt cold. I distinctly just remember shivering and instantly just feeling like there was something dark in the room. Then I heard no. And then I asked, God, is this Christian faith, having a personal relationship with you, is the truth of the Bible and all it says about having a personal relationship with you, is this the truth? And instantly I felt a warmth. I swear, my eyes were closed, but I swear if I opened them, I could see in my closed eyelids, there was a bright light in front of me. Again, the room was warm. I felt a peace. I felt a presence that was there, and I felt and heard him say yes. That was the absolute clearest way I think God's ever spoken to me or talked to me in my life in a way that I will never forget. After that, was going to be some of the biggest challenges I was ever going to face in my life. And it was a place where I made a decision to make a 180 turn from the life I was living. I lost a lot of friendships. As I continued to deepen in my faith, initially, I think my family was happy just because they were happy I was just getting out of the destructive lifestyle I was living. And then once they started realizing I was getting pretty deep in this whole understanding of Christianity and understanding a relationship with God in a different way than Mormons believe, that's when they started approaching me in multiple different ways. And I won't get into it, but I'll just say it was a really hard, hard season and very hard time for many years and created a lot of tension with my family. And I totally understand it. And I know they were only because it was that they love me and they believe so strongly in what they believe. And they want me to believe that as well. And yet I have been so convicted with where I stand and what I believe. And have continued to grow and deepen my faith. I have never felt so free and never felt that deep comfort that I've ever felt until now. That void that I'd always had my entire life is not there anymore. And even when I've had my moments where I've still struggled with depression and I've still struggled with feeling really lost and empty and lonely, and there are times in my life I've felt really empty, but there's nothing like feeling the deepest depths of empty of not having a personal relationship with God. And that is something I've never felt again. Even in my depression moments, I've known God's been with me. It's been hard, but he's still been with me. And there's still been something in me that knows that he's there and knows that it's, and it hasn't felt exactly the same like it did before when I got to my rock bottom and had no, and didn't know God in a personal way. This testimony, I hope, is something that you can learn from and know that number one, God is real. Number two, there is nothing more special than your own testimony, and it doesn't matter how fancy or anything that it looks. A testimony is a testimony, and your testimony of what God's done in your life and how he has moved and how you've experienced his love and his miracles in your life, those things you cannot forget to share because those are important and people need to hear it. And people need to know that God is still active and moving, and he still works in others in supernatural and miraculous ways. And really, the deepest part is just the personal relationship with Jesus. It is about a personal relationship, guys. I feel like God is really my best and ultimate deepest friend. I know on days when I am lost and feeling lonely and left out, that he is there and he loves me. And that is all that truly, truly matters. And so I encourage you to share your testimony with others of how God's worked in your own life. Or maybe you need to share this with others in hopes that they can be touched by my own testimony of how God's worked in my life. And maybe it'll inspire your friend to listen in a little bit more to what I have to share when it comes to faith and comes to relationships and comes to all the different things to help you grow into the person that God has designed you to be. Did you know that I wrote a best-selling book to help you de-stress while getting spiritual nourishment for yourself? Not only that, but you get to do it with a kid, a friend, or I've even heard those using it with folks well past their prime years, if you know what I mean. It's called Big and Little Coloring Devotional, designed for adults and children to color and connect over scripture together. Check out the website coloringdevotional.com to find out more information and grab your copy today. As always, if you want to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram or Facebook using my name, Rachel C. Swanson. Thanks, and I will see you next week.